So why is it so hard to admit when we've done something wrong? And why do we struggle to be kind to ourselves? So these are big questions we face as we go through life's ups and downs at work and our relationships. Imagine a world where we didn't make excuses for our mistakes. What would that be like? Would it be tough and unforgiving, or would it be a place where people were honest with themselves and others? Excuses can be really tricky. They keep us stuck in the past, replaying our errors instead of moving forward. Accountability makes us look at ourselves honestly and say, I messed up, but I can learn from it. But it's tough to do this because our feelings really do get in the way a lot, especially if we've been under any sort of attack or abuse in the past. So we need to pay attention to how we feel and what our bodies are telling us in the moment. And that's how we can understand our mistakes and figure out how best to fix them. Now, it's important to know that not everyone will understand or support us when we take responsibility for our actions. In fact, a lot of times people will even double down on it and make us feel worse. But that's okay, because the most important thing is to do it for ourselves, for our own self-development and growth. It's never about getting the other person to change or do something different. It's about growing and being true to who we truly are. So by letting go of excuses and being accountable, we can actually move forward. And by being kind to ourselves, we can learn and grow. It's not easy, but it's really worth it in the end. So if you're ready to take responsibility for your actions and be kind to yourself along the way, join me, because this is exactly what we're going to get into today. Welcome to the Be a Better You podcast. I'm your host, Allison K. Dagny, a passionate women's empowerment coach dedicated to guiding you towards your highest potential. Join me each week as I dive into empowering strategies and mindset shifts to help you rise above obstacles and thrive in every aspect of your life, empowering you to reach your goals, unleash your true potential, and live life on your own terms. Learn how to unlock your inner strength with tools, tips, and techniques to transform into the best version of you. Tune in and let's embark on this journey together. Your empowerment starts now. Okay, welcome back to the Be a Better You podcast, where I'm your host, Allison K. Dagny, and we are going to dive into self-development, improvement, and women's empowerment. So in today's episode, we are tackling a really important topic, which is accountability. And many of us struggle with taking responsibility in our relationships, at work, and even with ourselves on a personal level. So we often find ourselves making excuses to stay in our comfort zones. We may have unwanted behaviors that keep us feeling safe. And all this really does is it keeps us from growing, keeps us from progressing, keeps us small, keeps us stuck, doesn't allow for personal growth, self-development, and improvement. So that's why I want to talk about this today. I have struggled with this, and maybe you have too. So as you probably already know, most women who are struggling with accountability believe things like, it's easier to blame other people for my problems. And they may not think this on like a conscious level, but it's something that may live in the subconscious mind. They may have beliefs like, I'm not capable of making any changes or any significant changes. And there could also be beliefs like, if I admit my mistakes, I'll be seen as weak. And especially because a lot of you who are listening here may have experienced trauma, abuse, toxic relationships, and you're trying to level up. You're trying to become the best version of yourselves. At least that's what I'm trying to do, and that's what I want to help you with as well. But if you have subconscious beliefs like this, they can have a great impact on you and a huge impact on your behavior, especially when it comes to taking accountability. So some of the impacts, let's talk about that. So really, any of these types of beliefs, and there could be even more, can have a really detrimental effect to our lives. It can keep us stuck in these negative patterns, these loops that really prevent us from reaching our full potential. And we might miss out on these opportunities for growing and getting better. And this isn't just in our professional lives, but in our personal lives, in everything that we do. So imagine what it would be like to actually release these kinds of negative beliefs, any kind of thought patterns that might go through your head. Like, if I admit I was wrong, then that means I'm going to be gaslit again. If I immediately take accountability, then that means I'm going to be rolled over, steamrolled, or taken advantage of, right? So if you have subconscious beliefs like this, right, then of course your behavior is going to show up in a specific way that is a result from that, okay? But imagining what it would be like if we didn't have these kinds of beliefs, right? Picture yourself just confident and taking ownership of your actions and then making positive changes in your life and in your relationships. By letting go of excuses and like embracing accountability, what you're doing is you're opening the door to so many other possibilities. I mean, when you think about it, if you've ever been in an argument with someone and, you know, it takes two, right, to be in any relationship, whether it's a mother-daughter, if it's husband and wife, it's friendship, if it's a boss, coworkers, right? Whenever there's a disagreement or an issue and it's brought to your attention, especially if you feel like that you're under attack, your first instinct might be to defend yourself. It might not be to immediately take responsibility or accountability. And there's a lot of dynamics that go through this, and there's a lot of times where we may immediately jump in and say, oh, you're right, I was totally wrong, it's my fault, I'm sorry, let's move on, right? But what about the times that it doesn't? And why is that? And why aren't we able to do those things more naturally? Because we don't have the habits formed. That's the main thing I want to tell you. You don't have the habits formed, and those habits are formed in your brain on a neural pathway on a subconscious level. So what we want to do here is start to challenge some of these things, right? So like, think about it in the terms of if you're in a conversation with someone and there are like shots fired, basically, right? There's like people making attacks, accusations, or whatever. Instead of blaming others, right, and we take responsibility, what actually that could mean is us just being empowered to control our lives, to control the destiny, to control the outcome, right? It actually gives you more power to take accountability, even though maybe in the moment it feels icky, it feels scary, it feels uncomfortable. You know, the other thing that is really important to think about and shift is that making mistakes doesn't make us weak, right? Making mistakes doesn't mean there's something wrong with us. It just means we have an opportunity to grow and to learn and to get better, right? Now, you have to think about things like if somebody is making the same mistakes over and over and over again, you know, at some point, maybe that's a choice, but there are habits that have to be considered here. You know, people do things not for oftentimes, you know, nefarious reasons. Some people do, but a lot of times it's because it's a subconscious belief that's creating an emotion, that's creating a behavior, right? And whatever that is almost always there just to keep you safe. Your brain wants you to be safe. This goes back, you know, thousands and thousands of years to keep you alive. And so if anything threatens that to your mind, it's going to send off the alarms and do whatever it can to help you stay safe. The other thing is that when you can really take a strong and hard look at your part in the problem or any fault that you might have, admitting that mistake really allows for more learning and growth, but it also can often help strengthen our relationships, right? Think about a time where you've been in a relationship or in a conversation with someone and you brought something to their attention and they immediately said, oh my gosh, you are so right. I did not even consider that. I am so sorry. I was not thinking about you. I was selfishly worried about my own thing and I completely forgot, or whatever it is, right? That they take accountability and not having excuses, right? Not saying, oh, I was really distracted and I have all these things on my plate, and, you know, admitting something with zero excuses and that comes to you is so refreshing. So if you've ever had someone do that, you know how that feels. It just almost like disarms the other person. You know, the thing is, you know, you're not doing it just to disarm the other person. You're also doing it to personally develop new skills, right? So if this feels uncomfortable to you, right, even me talking about this, because like when I was working on this for myself, it's really, really uncomfortable because I literally remember telling myself, instead of getting defensive when I was approached with something that felt like I was, you know, under attack, I was just going to be present in the moment and not think about the past and not think about the future. And, you know, in your brain, a lot of times these things are swirling around and you're going through all the details of what happened and try to piece it together so that you can explain yourself. And ultimately, what I found was that just being in the present moment with that person is easier than running these, you know, past scenarios and thoughts and all these things through your head, because oftentimes all that happens is things just get more jumbled and confused. So staying present in the moment, and this takes practice, because for me, I was under fire a lot from my ex. So my immediate go-to was to build the walls. Like as soon as I felt like I was under attack, and I'm not even talking about something like a major attack, but a question like, did you do this or did you do that? Immediately the walls would start coming up because that was my trauma response. That was an adaptation for me to be safe. And though I'm not in that abusive relationship anymore, even if like my mom were to say something or my kids, you know, I could be building those walls immediately. And when that happens, you're not allowing for the relationships to deepen or become closer. You're building this wall and you're closing yourself off to more intimacy with the other person. So, you know, I'm telling you this because I understand what it's like and I know how difficult that it can be to just immediately take accountability, especially if you've ever been gaslit, right? That is something huge, because if you've ever been gaslit, you know that you have to fight for what was true, and you don't want to lose your mind and you don't want to lose your sanity because of gaslighting, because gaslighting really kind of erodes all of that for you and makes you feel like you're going crazy. So if you've ever experienced gaslighting, then, you know, that's something that probably would be a very reasonable response to someone telling you, hey, did you move this? And you're like, no, I certainly didn't move it. You might kind of spiral back into those trauma responses, which is totally, totally normal. So the reason I'm explaining this to you is because, you know, ultimately this skill, being able to do this, being able to take accountability without jumping into this like world of excuses and, you know, coming, and here's the other thing, it's not just even in relationships with other people, it could be excuses for yourself too, right? So this could even be like you telling yourself that you're going to go for a run in the morning and then you just don't do it, and then you tell yourself, well, I didn't have time, or I forgot I had to walk the dog that afternoon, or I was late for work, right? So we're just, you know, making excuses and not being accountable, instead looking at our part in this. Like, you can be accountable to yourself if you told yourself you were going to go for a run and you didn't. Just say it. Just say, I screwed up, or I didn't plan right and I should have planned better. And then making amends to yourself, right? Like, I am so sorry to myself for not following through on that. And yes, that was totally on me and it was totally only my responsibility. I mean, who else do you have to blame in a situation like that? You can't even blame other people. So in those kinds of situations, you really do have to, you know, if it's you to yourself, taking that accountability is going to be very, very key. And if this kind of stuff really does feel scary to you, I want you to know that, you know, letting go of these things, these, you know, beliefs that, you know, I'm lowering my guard and I'm going to be hurt, you know, all of those things. If I take accountability or if I immediately admit my mistakes, you know, I know that that's scary, but I also understand that by embracing this kind of accountability in this like really raw way, you're actually not admitting defeat. You're taking control of your life and shaping what it's going to look like for the future. And you're actually, by holding yourself accountable to yourself, holding yourself accountable to the other people in your life, you're actually creating better relationships with yourself and with other people on a much deeper level. So if you're ready to break free from chains of excuses and these kinds of patterns and really embrace accountability, like that is something I would commend you on. If you say, yes, you know, I realize that this is something that I have struggled with. And maybe you're saying, no, I don't ever have a problem with this. I can do it immediately. It's not an issue for me. But if you are struggling with this, just know it is absolutely possible to change this behavior and pretty much any behavior. But in order to do that, we have to get to the subconscious mind. So say yes to unlocking your true potential and becoming the best version of you. So I want to be able to provide you with this information so that you are empowered and know that you're not alone and know that other people are going through very, very similar things as you. I am one of them, and I am on a quest to become the best version of me. That's why I renamed the podcast. It used to be the Emotional Abuse Recovery Podcast, and now it is Be a Better You, because I'm evolving and changing, and so is my podcast. And I know that you guys are too. I know you're going through this in the same way that I am. So there's one other thing, and I'm going to be very gentle when I deliver this, but when you are having difficulty taking accountability, and you want to shift the blame to other people immediately, like what I mean when this is like a first instinct knee-jerk kind of thing, right? Not something you've been practicing and you've honed in on. This is like I'm talking about when it's a knee-jerk thing, right? Oftentimes, this can be a way to keep you in a cycle of victimhood, okay? So I know that if you're listening here, you do not want to be in that cycle of victimhood. And believe me, I understand because I have been there too. But by taking responsibility or accountability for your part in whatever it is that's happened, then really you are taking yourself out of victimhood. You are empowering yourself. If you're not a victim, you're in power. Now, I'm not saying that you can't be a victim of something. Anybody can be a victim of anything, right? But I'm talking specifically about maintaining victimhood and staying in that victim mode. And a really easy way that you can shift out of this is to ask yourself, what would you be leaving behind or losing if you were no longer that victim? And that's a really powerful question that I would encourage you to meditate on if you ever feel like that you are stuck in this mode where you need to immediately blame other people or other circumstances or outside things that are happening, is to ask yourself, well, what if I'm no longer that victim? Am I going to have to leave something behind, or is there something that's important to me that I would have to lose if I was no longer in this frame of mind? So again, I'm not going to take away victim from anyone if you were actually victimized. But the key here is were victimized, or if I was victimized, that was in the past. If you're no longer a victim, then that means we can be empowered to create positive changes. Okay, so I wanted to share a story about one of my clients who was in an emotionally abusive relationship. And during our time together in my coaching program, she had come to me because she was struggling with her new relationship. And she felt extremely defensive and almost like could snap at any moment when anyone would bring anything to her. This didn't have to be just in her new relationship, but it could be with other people in her life as well. And when we were working on it, some of the things that kept coming up were that if I admit that I was wrong, then the other person is going to always assume that I am wrong. And so this was a deeply ingrained belief for her. And there were many, many other beliefs too, right? Like, I'm going to get hurt. Or if I admit I was wrong, then that means that I have something wrong with me, or that I've done something wrong and I shouldn't be doing things wrong, right? Of course, we're not perfect. Nobody is perfect. Mistakes happen, okay? But when we started working on this, we ended up releasing these beliefs, and she did this repetitively over the course of the time that we were together and worked on these things to help her release those emotions so that she didn't have to feel that way. And then what happened was releasing those beliefs shifted her emotions, so she no longer was feeling fear, because fear was the big driver here. Fear was the big bad wolf that was in the room. So instead, she wasn't feeling that fear, and she was able to change her behavior. The behaviors changed as a result of not having that fear. Because when you have emotions like confidence and positivity, then you are not going to be operating in the same way, right? You're not going to be leading with the same kinds of behaviors because those emotions aren't going to be in the way anymore. Things like fear or guilt, shame or whatever that might be, that actually shapes your behavior. So the work that I do is help people remove the unwanted emotions that are driving the behavior. But the only way to do that is to get to the subconscious mind, because the subconscious mind is running 95% of the show. That is what is in control. The thing is, you can change the things that are in the subconscious mind. You can shift those neuropathways and the beliefs that are creating the emotions. And the emotions then drive the behavior. So this is something that anybody can do. This isn't something that is really that difficult to do. It's just a matter of awareness and being present, like really sinking into the present moment when you do feel these things come up and you do want to either put up walls or argue, fight, or like blame other people even. So for my client, shifting these things just dramatically changed the dynamic of her relationships. And it made her be able to show up in a much different way because she was no longer leading with these feelings of fear, right? Even leading with fear can create a lot of cloudiness in your mind where you can't think clearly, or maybe you are pulling yourself back to the past or worried about the future or whatever. Whereas when you shift these things, you can just be present, and then you can just allow these things to happen and without being fearful, take that accountability. So again, this is just all about unlocking your true potential. This is all about stepping into who you are, who you were meant to be, and the best version of you, the highest version of you. So if you want to do that, if you are like, yes, I want to be better. I want to be the best version of me. I want people to admire me and be like, wow, how are you able to do this? Like, this is the kind of thing that I can help you with. And if you are ready to take that next step, or even if you just want to talk about it and learn about it and see if this would be a good fit for you, then I would love to invite you to fill out an application to work with me one-on-one. You can grab that from the show notes. And all you have to do is fill out the form. I will look it over and determine if this would be the right fit for you based on the answers to your questions. And if so, then we'll get on a call and then we'll chat about it. And I'll tell you all about the program, all the things that I do, and see if it's something that you want to do. I don't ever do hard sales because I came from an emotionally abusive relationship where I was coerced and everything was very pushy and controlling. So that just gives me major ick. I don't ever do that to anyone. So if you are interested and you do want to just think about it more, talk about it more, I'm totally fine having that conversation with you. And then I'll just leave it at that. I'm never going to like spam you and beg you to be working with me because I know how powerful this work is. And I can help you do it if you want that guide. So message me on Instagram or on Facebook or go online at the link in the show notes and fill out the application, and then I'll reach out to you within 48 hours. So I hope this has been helpful for you. I hope this has maybe even opened your eyes a little bit to some different behaviors that you could be struggling with, and maybe take a look at, right? Because self-awareness is important, and we can't change anything unless we are aware of it. So thanks for joining me today, and I will talk to you next week.